Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you, see that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I wanna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way, bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight, na na na. Said I seen you working on, no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I seen you heal the sick through others. And I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you were enough. And I want you to
said I've seen you working others. And the Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. I've seen some things. I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's what, yeah. Mother Winans. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and he'd gone to the hospital. They operated one, and then they got him in and they saw more. They had to operate again. When they finished that second operation, they came back and told them that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, no. I don't know why I let you operate in the first place. And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed. Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him. And the doctors came back and said, we don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. David is alive today. Because I've seen you work, and I want you to work in me. Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, I see and I want you to work. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yield it and still. Second Chronicles, and Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. Use me, Lord, in your servant. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, Lord, to run on all the way. If I falter, Second Chronicles 5 and 11. Second Chronicles 5 and 11, and we'll begin reading at the 11th verse. If you have it, indicate by shouting amen.
Draw for you. I want you to come. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited about what is going to take place on this morning on the broadcast. We have none other than Pastor Tim Dixon will be with us on this morning. This is our Man Up Monday broadcast. I'm telling you, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, get yourself geared up. The man of God has a word for you on this morning. Those of you that have tuned in, listened in, whether you're listening to us on the World Wide Web or you guys have called in to listen in, I promise you that this word will be a life-changing, a mind-regulating, a heart-fixing word on this morning. If you're looking for your answer, today will be the day that you will grab hold to that on this morning, because the man of God has a word in his mouth that will change what you guys are going through right now through the Holy Ghost. I promise you, I have had the opportunity to visit the Triumph Center, and I'm telling you right now, the Triumph Church, I'm telling you that is the one, that is the most powerful church, as the most powerful church. The praise, the worship, the word, I'm telling you, it's just that I'm just excited about what the Lord will share with us on this morning through my brother, through my friend, none other than Pastor Tim Dixon. But as always, guys, we want to make sure that we go into effectual fervent prayer on this morning. Let us just go in and talk with the Lord on this morning. Lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come to share with these, your people, that which you have given to us to share. Father, we pray today, God, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning. Touch now, God. God, every situation and every circumstance. God, you come in, God. God, be the balm in Gilead right now. God, be their healer. God, be their strength. Be their power. God, be their wisdom. Be their understanding on this morning, God. God, as you take hold of the word this morning that is in the man of God's mouth, as you take hold to the man of God that is going to bring the word on this morning, God, we pray, God, that you would step in, God. God, and be powerful and be strong and be mighty in him right now, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, is our prayer. And we say thank you, Father God, God, in advance for all that you're going to do and all that you are doing right now, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, is our prayer. And we say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Our scripture this morning will come from the book of Chronicles, you will find this in the book of Chronicles this morning. And it simply says this in the book of Chronicles. It says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. 2 Corinthians 7:14. That is our morning scripture. That is our morning meditational scripture this morning. Listen, I'm telling you guys, those of you all that are listening in, if you're listening via the World Wide Web, come on in and call on in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Those of you all that are listening in via the World Wide Web, you guys are listening in that way. Please make sure you call. If you have questions, if you want prayer, there may be a word for you this morning. The Lord may lead the man of God to share a word with you on this morning. Listen, call in. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1. Again, press 1. And when you press that 1, that would acknowledge to us that you guys are seeking prayer, or you guys are seeking to just share your testimony. Maybe you just want to share how the broadcast is blessing you. Maybe you just want to share how the word of God has touched you. Amen. Amen. Listen, again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and we will be just happy, glad you guys joined in and shared with us on this morning. Now, we want to also make sure this morning, guys, that we share these great countries that are listening in. We thank you so very much, all of our great countries that are tuning in on this morning. We're just excited about what God is saying in this hour and in this time with these great countries. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All of you all who are listening in via these great countries. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Mexico. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have Ghana. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have Israel. We have Russia. We have Bulgaria. We have the United Kingdom. And we just picked up Paris, France. Again, we've just picked up Paris, France. So, France, we thank you. Thank you so much, Paris, France, for listening in to us on the or whatever channel you guys are listening to us at, whatever time of the day that you guys are listening to us. We thank you so much. We are humbled and humbled to have you guys listen in. And we pray something is said or something is done while you're listening to us, that you are encouraged and inspired and strengthened through the word of God as we go into this next shifting, this next transition that we're going into. God bless you, and thank you again so much for your continued support and continual listening in and continually being part of what God is saying and doing in this hour. Amen. Listen, guys, we're going to go ahead on. We got a few more minutes here. We're waiting on the man of God to call in. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Before the beginning of time,
hey!
With no point of reference,
take it out. Oh.
And as you see.
Like you would again, 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your divine? You're the one who never left this one behind. Out of all the things I've done, you still so fit to love me. Out of the mess I created, you still so fit to bless me. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't.
Amen. 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 Listen. We have our guests on the line right now. We have none other than our friend, our brother, none other than Pastor Tim Dixon. Listen, I present to some and introduce to others. Pastor Tim Dixon, Doc, you have the floor, man. Go ahead and bless the people.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning. I am so grateful to be on the line this morning to share with you on this wonderful Monday, Man Up Monday. And
thank you
again for having me. As a guest, I am privileged and honored just for this opportunity to share with your wonderful audience. I just believe that this is a day that our Lord has made, and He has commanded each of us to rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope and pray that, like myself, each of you have woke up this morning rejoicing, and I, as I often share with our church, rejoicing has little or nothing to do with your current circumstance. Let me say it again. Rejoicing has little or nothing to do with your current circumstance. Rejoicing is a matter of faith, and rejoicing is a matter of trusting God's ability to cause all things to work out in your favor. And when you have enough trust in God's ability to cause all things to work out in your favor, you rejoice because you know that the final outcome is going to be exactly what God has purposed. So I'm hoping, praying that today we are rejoicing. We're still in faith, knowing that God is going to cause all things to work in our favor for his glory. And I bring you greetings from the Triumphant Church in Houston, Texas. And I'm proud to be the pastor, to be the servant leader of that church. And for those of us, those our members who are joining today, thank you so very much for being a part of this broadcast. Listen, today I just want to encourage you from a simple scripture in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, when Paul writes, be not weary, be not weary in well-doing, because in due season, you will reap if you don't give up. And listen, I want to encourage us today because the body of Christ is under attack, and I want to encourage us because Paul also writes another place about not shrinking back and not shrinking back when times get difficult, to not shrink back when times get tough, to not shrink back. When adversity meets you, not to shrink back. When things go wrong, not to shrink back. But instead, to be not weary, and knowing that at the right time, God is going to show up. Listen, at your location, and God is going to show up in your situation. And so let's just look at this text for a moment. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, when Paul writes and he encourages us to let us not be faint-hearted, let us not lose heart, let us not lose hope, let us not be discouraged. And this is important because there are seasons and there are moments when it looks like and feels like and seems like things are not working out in your favor. But we have to agree that there are moments when it feels like, seems like, looks like things are not working out in our favor. And when we come to this place, we have to remember the word of the Lord that says, don't shrink back. The word of the Lord that says, be not weary. The word of the Lord that says, be not discouraged. The word of the Lord that says, be not faint-hearted. The word of the Lord that says, do not lose heart. And because, listen, when you look at the 23rd Psalm, and the 23rd Psalm, it depicts every season of life. This is why it has become my most favorite psalm because the 23rd psalm depicts every season of life. It shows you life in its totality. It shows you every season. And it began by David says, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I lack nothing. And then David says, he leads me. He talks about green pastures. He talks about quiet waters. He talks about being restored and the path of righteousness. And then you come to verse 4, and then David talks about the valley. Listen. We know how to handle green pasture seasons. We know how to handle quiet water seasons. We know how to handle rows of refreshing seasons. But the challenge is to be ready for the valley season, because it's the valley season that has the tendency to challenge our faith the most. The valley season has a tendency to challenge our praise the most. The valley season has the tendency to challenge our worship the most. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when you come to your valley season, don't shrink back. I wish you could just repeat that with me right now. Don't shrink back. Don't shrink back. Don't lose heart. Don't give up in your valley season. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Do not become faint hearted. Do not grow weary. But David says, the reason I don't shrink back, the reason I don't lose heart, the reason I don't give up in the valley is that I know God is with me. Can I encourage you this morning for the next several minutes that even in the valley, listen, even in the valley, you got to remember that God is with you. So when I get to the valley, I won't shrink back. I won't lose heart. I won't lose hope. I won't give up because the Lord is with me. I wish you could repeat with me right now, the Lord is with me. I wish you could repeat with me right now, the Lord is with me. I wish you could repeat with me right now, the Lord is with me right now at my present location. The Lord is with me in my present situation. The Lord is with me in my current circumstance. The Lord is with me in my current place. Oh my God. The Lord is with me. So therefore I won't lose heart. Therefore I won't give up. Therefore I won't throw in the towel. Therefore, I won't let go because I know God is with me. And listen, so Paul says, be not weary in well-doing, he says, because in due season. Watch this now. Watch this. Paul says, in due season. Oh, my God. He says, in due season. And due season is the right time. Due season is God's purpose time. Oh my God! Due season is harvest time. When harvest time approaches, listen. At the proper time, God's appointed time. Listen, you will reap. Oh my God, my God, my God! At the right time, at God's purpose time. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. If you don't give up, if you don't become discouraged, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't become faint-hearted, if you don't quit at God's appointed time, you will
reap a harvest. Oh, my God. Can I share with you for the next few moments? You will reap a harvest. You will reap a harvest. And I love it. The story of Job. Job chapter 1. Job lost everything. Job chapter 1. Things were subtracted from Job's life. Job chapter 1. He lost his wealth. He lost his health. He lost his family. He went through a subtraction season of subtraction in Job chapter 1. But the one thing he didn't do in chapter 1, he didn't give up. Listen, after losing all children, after losing all of his wealth, after losing his health, listen, one thing he didn't lose, I wish you can just speak with me right now. One thing he did not lose was his faith, because at the end of the day, oh my God, at the end of the worst day of Job's life, he still praised God. At the worst day, at the ending of the worst day of Job's life, he still praised God. Listen, at the conclusion of the most horrific day of his life, Job still blessed God. At the finality of the toughest day of his life, Job, I could just see Job. He's taking three deep breaths and still praising God. He did not give up. Job says, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So blessed. Oh, my God. Listen, this is at the ending of the worst day of his life. Job still blessed God. Can I ask you a question? When is the last time you blessed God? When is the last time you blessed God after a long day? When is the last time you blessed God after a rough day? When is the last time you blessed God after a tough day? When is the last time you bless God after a bad day? I know you bless him on a good day. I know you bless him in the sunshine. I know you bless him on payday. I know you bless him then. But do you still bless God at the end of a bad day, at the conclusion of a rough day? Are you still able to bless God? Now watch this. So Paul says, be not weary. Do not become faint-hearted. Do not become discouraged. Do not give up. He says, because in due season, when the harvest has come, at the proper time, at God's appointed time, you will, listen, be rewarded for your faith. You will be rewarded for holding on. You will, oh my God, be rewarded for not giving up. You will, oh my God, be rewarded for hanging in there. I wish you just talk to yourself right now and say, self, hang in there. Self, hang in there, because you will be rewarded, because the harvest is attached to your ability to hang on. The harvest is attached to your ability to hang in there. The harvest attached to your ability to not let go. The harvest is attached to your ability to not throw in the towel. And so let's go back to Job. Let's run back to the Old Testament. Old Testament, Job chapter 1, he lost everything. Mm-hmm. He lost everything. He lost everything. Can I just say something quickly? I know each of us have lost certain things. I know each of us have lost some stuff. But let me ask a question now. Have you ever lost everything? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know each of us have went through some seasons where we lost some stuff. I know we've each gone through some seasons when we lost some things. We've lost some loved ones. We've lost some friends. But let me ask you a question. Now, have you ever went through a season where you lost everything? Oh, my God, my God, my God. Joe went through a season where he lost everything. Oh, my God. He lost it all. He lost it all. He lost it all. He lost it all. But, oh, and even in doing so, he had to snap out of it. He had to snap out of it. He had to pull himself together. He had to remember the word of the Lord. Oh my God. Can I tell you something? If you had a difficult season, if you had a difficult 2021, oh my God. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Come back to your not your good sense, but come back to your God sense. Remember the word of the Lord. Remember the word of the Lord. If you went through a rough season this year, remember, snap out of it. Snap. Don't go into 2022 like you are right now. Snap out of it and remember the word of the Lord. And when Joel snapped out of it, oh my God, by the time he got to chapter 13, oh my God, because when you read the preceding chapter, you went through chapters where Joel questioned God. You read through chapters where God, oh my God, Joel doubted God. You read through chapters where God, Joel, excuse me, searched for God. But when you get to chapter 13, oh my God, I wish somebody could just say chapter 13. You got to snap out of. You got to snap out of chapter 6. You got to snap out of chapter 7. You got to snap out of chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10, 11, 12. You got to get yourself to chapter 13. But Joel finally snaps out of it. And Joel says, though he slay me, oh my God, yet will I trust him. Oh my God. Can I call you out of it today? Can I call you out of depression today? Can I call you out of discouragement today? Can I call, oh my God, I'm calling you. I'm calling you out of discouragement today. I'm calling you out of depression today. I'm calling you out of, oh my God, negative thinking today. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Remember the word of the Lord. But, oh, when you remember the word of the Lord, then you can square your shoulders like Job. Then you can lift your head like Job and say, though he slay me. Now listen. When Job makes this declaration, his situation was still the same. When Job makes this declaration, his location still the same. When Job makes this declaration, there was no physical, there was no apparent change. The only change was that Job became strengthened in his heart. Oh my God. The only change. There was no physical change. There was no geographical change. There was no circumstantial change. There was no conditional change. The only change was a change in Job's heart. His heart became strengthened. And when Job's heart became strengthened, Job musters these words of Job chapter 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And when you get to chapter 14, Joel raised the question, if a man dies, shall he live again? And then Joel says in 14, all the days of my appointed time will I wait. Will I wait? All the days of my struggle, will I wait for my change to come? All the days of my struggle, will I wait for my change to come? Then you get to Job chapter 17. He starts talking about, I know that my Redeemer lives. No physical change. No geographical change, no circumstantial change, no conditional change. The only change, what his heart became strengthened when he remembered the word of the Lord, when he remembered the promise of the Lord. His heart became strengthened. He was still broke. Oh, my God. He was still sick. He was still without a home. He was still without wealth. He was still without But his heart became strengthened. His heart grew stronger. Oh, my God. Can I say something today? You need to pray today for your heart to become stronger. Not necessarily your bank account to become bigger, but your heart becomes stronger. Not necessarily that your credit score increases, but your heart becomes stronger. Oh, my God. Not that your friends become many, but that your heart becomes stronger. Because when your heart becomes stronger, you remember who God is. You remember the promise of the Lord. And Joel remembered the promise of the Lord. He remembered the word of the Lord, so he could say that, I know my Redeemer lives. Although I can't see him, although I can't feel him, although I can't trace him, Joseph, I know he lives. I know he lives. I know he lives. I know he lives. I can't feel him. I can't see him. I can't trace him, but I know he lives. Can I just add this in for free? I got three more minutes. When you can't see God's hand, when you can't trace God's hand, when you can't see God's hand, you can trust God's heart. I said, when you can't see God's hand, when you can't trace God's hands, you can trust God's heart. Because then Job gets to chapter 42 and 42 and 10 says, and after Job prayed for his friends, after Job forgave his friends, after Job forgave those who should have come to comfort him, but they came to accuse him, they came to question him. After Job got over that, the Bible says he prayed for his friends, and then God, oh, my God, and then God added to Job, oh, my God, and then harvest came. He reaped the harvest. Paul says, if you don't lose heart, if you don't give up, if you don't become weary, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't walk away from it, if you don't quit at the right time, at the appointed time, you will reap a harvest. And so I say to you today, brothers and sisters, no matter what the situation, no matter what things look like at the present moment, no matter what or how things feel at this precise second, see past the now and trust God for your next. Listen. See past the now and trust God for your next. Oh, my God. See past now, God, and trust God for next. And I guarantee you, your next is better than your now. I guarantee you. I guarantee you your next season, huh, is better than your now season. I guarantee you that what God has already placed for you in your next season, is worth you holding on, is worth you not giving up in your now season, because where you're going, oh, my God, is a whole lot better than where you're leaving. I wish you could agree with me right now. I'm done. I'm out of time. But where you're going is a whole lot better than where you are leaving. I guarantee you right now, I guarantee you that where you are going is a whole lot better than where you are right now. But you can't give up. You can't lose heart. You can't throw in a towel. You can't walk away. You can't. You got to be faithful. You got to remain faithful. You got to remain fervent. You got to keep praising. You got to keep worshiping. You got to keep, oh, my God, you got to keep honoring God. You got to keep blessing God, because where you're headed is a whole lot better than where you are leaving. And so I leave with you today, be not weary in well-doing. Because in due season, at the right time, at God's appointed time, you will reap a harvest. David says, so when I come to the valley, I won't give up. I won't throw in a towel. I won't lose heart. I won't become faint-hearted, because I know God is with me. Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he has the final say. God bless you today. Thank you, man of God, for having us on the broadcast as a part of this Man Up Monday lineup. I am privileged to share with you and your listening audience. I hope that we've all been blessed today. I hope we've all been encouraged today not to give up, not to become faint-hearted, not to quit, but to hang in there. God is working things out for your good and his glory. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer.
Amen. 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 Amen and amen again. Listen, I told y'all when before this man of God came on to get y'all self buckled up and get ready, because this word that was going to go forth was going to be a word that's going to shift your entire being, shift your entire life. I'm just excited about what God has said in this hour and in this time with this man of God. I'm telling you guys, I'm blessed. I was blessed by the word. Now, while you were preaching, the Lord began to rewind me back a couple of days ago. November the 15th, I turned 50. November the 15th, mm-hmm. I turned 50 years old. And I was sitting there and I was feeling some type of way because I hadn't accomplished a lot of things that I was trying to accomplish in my 50s. And I was sitting there and I was feeling real low. I was feeling real bad. And the Lord told me, he said, Google your age. Google the number 50. God,
yes.
Man, I Googled 50. And when I Googled 50, 50 for my age 50, it represents harvest. And
yes.
Then I read down a little bit further, it began to talk about all the different harvests, and then it talked about Jubilee. The Lord said,
yes.
This is the season that you're in right now. You're in the season of feast. You're in your Jubilee
yes.
season. So he said, now why are you tripping? And I said, okay,
yes.
God. I said, okay, God. I said, you're messing with
yes.
me real bad. He said, you remember when I told you to Google your name? My name is Donnell. So when I look my name up in the book, man, I feel the Holy
yes.
Ghost. When I look my name up, my name means warrior. He said, you are
yes.
a warrior in the midst of your feet. He said, so why are you tripping about what you see right now? Man, you talked so
yes.
to me this morning. Why are you worried? This is why I want everybody under the sound of this great man's voice that just got through preaching, this great powerhouse of a pastor or a preacher that got through speaking to you. Understand that you need to just go ahead on and Google yourself.
Yes.
Google yourself.
Yes. Google yourself.
Who you really are in God. If you don't know what I mean by Google, go through the pages of your notebook. Go through the pages of the notebook of your life. Go through the scriptures and compare your scriptures to what you then went through. And God will show you who you
yes,
really are.
Who you really are. Who you really are.
You can overcome whatever it is. Man, you shouldn't have did that to me this morning. You know what you are when you begin to flip through the pages of your life and see that God has called you to be a royal priesthood. He has called you to be
yes.
a holy nation. He has called you to be the head and not the tail. The leader and
yes,
not
sir.
The water. So wherever you at right now, oh, God, know that he is.
He is.
Faithful. Now, I need to make man listen.
He's faithful. He's faithful at your location where you are right now. God is faithful. He's faithful at your location. You can trust him. He'll show up at the location. Now listen, Pastor, I shared with the church yesterday. I said, now you gotta know and you gotta remember how to get God's attention, because listen, you can't get God's assistance without first getting God's attention. And a lot of times we try to get God's assistance, but we don't know how to get God's attention. And you can't get his assistance until you get his attention. And the way to get God's attention is to praise. Your praise gets God's attention from your present location, in your present situation. Your praise gets God's attention. And when you get God's attention, then you can get God's assistance. And so I challenged the church yesterday to bless God at your now place. Don't wait until you get to your next place, but praise him, bless him in your now place, because if you can praise him in your now place, God can trust you to bless him at your next place. And I'm telling you, if God can trust you to praise him at your now place, then God can trust you to bless him at your next place. And then he'll change your season. God will change your season. God will change your season. But God will not change your season until you learn to bless him and praise him at your now place. You can't wait till things get better. You can't wait till things shape up. You can't wait till things improve. You got to bless him now. You got to bless him now. I don't care what your latest health report said. You got to bless him now. I don't care what your latest bank account reads. You got to bless him now. You can't wait until you get to your next place. You got to bless him at your now place, and God will change your season. I'm just saying, listen, God will change your season. I say God will change the season. And when God changes season, he doesn't change the season to give you a reason to bless him and to praise him. He changes season because you've already learned how to bless him and praise him. God bless you, man of God. God bless you today. God bless you.
Jesus. Well, listen, I'm going out. Yeah, this man God just woke me out in spirit. I'm done. Listen, Pastor Dixon, let the people know how to get in contact with you. We know that you got the restaurants. Please let them know how to get in contact with you, where they can find the restaurant, find some of this good seafood that you be serving up. Listen, let the people know how to get in contact with you now.
Sure. You can always reach us. We do own restaurants in the city of Houston, Seafood Heaven and Seafood Heaven Restaurant, our flagship location here at 7473 North Shepherd Drive. That's right in the corner of New York and Shepherd, right off of 45. And we're open for breakfast Tuesday through Saturday, 6 a.m., and we don't close till 9 a.m., breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you can always reach us at The Triumphant Church, 609 Little York Road. And you can Google all this, Facebook all this, and service at 11 o'clock. And but also, we have a stellar, fantastic concert December 19th, just a couple of Sundays away. We're bringing in Jermaine Dolly from Philadelphia. And he's the guy who sings the song "I'll Go." It's all over radio. "I'll Go" serve the song "You." He is awesome. Started out with Ty Tribute for 8 years, and the Lord blessed him to branch out on his own. He is phenomenal. And if you're still not familiar with him, you probably heard the song. Google him. Google Jermaine Dolly. And your admission tickets are $35, and VIP experience is $55, which includes, you know, a private reception with artists and light bites and photos, all that kind of stuff, and preferred seating. So we'd love to have you in the house. We'd love to have you in the house. Love to have you supporting, and it's going to be a phenomenal concert. at The Trapper Church, 609 Little York Road, right off of a mile and a half on Little York, east of 45. So we're all over the city, man. We're doing stuff because God is always at work. We're not idle because God is never idle. God is always moving. God is always working. And so we just do our best to keep up with God. Now, let me just commend you, Apostle, for being so faithful, man, with this radio broadcast, with all that you do, the positive posts that you add to social media. And thank you so very much for being a blessing to the body of Christ. Thank you so very much. And I'm praying much success for you. I'm praying that God will give you the desires of your heart. I'm praying that you will not become weary when things doesn't seem like they're working out, when things doesn't seem like that what they're supposed to be or what they need to be. I'm praying that you will recall to mind the scripture, as David says, when I recall to mind the scripture, because the prophet David said, my feet almost slipped. I almost gave up. I almost threw in the towel, but until I called to mind the scripture. And so today, man, I just want to bless you and encourage you that when we get to those dry places, and we will have them, that we will call to mind the scripture. And I encourage myself, the Bible says, call to mind the scripture. Recall to mind the scripture. And so we're praying for you. And I know that as the leader of God's people, you are challenged. As a leader of God's people, you are challenged. But guess what, Doc? You up for the challenge. You're the right person. God picked you for a time such as this. So hold on, as the old folks say, to God's unchanging hands, man, and everything is going to be all right.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you so much. I received that, Doc. I received that. I received that. I was just sharing this morning with another pastor, man. I was telling him, I said, man, I said, you know, I said, the connection pool out here, you know, for the pulpit is real thin. And, you know, you can't always depend on a whole lot of people. But I thank God for the friendship God has forged between myself and you. Just to be able to come in to connect with you. You didn't know me from Adam, and you asked me to work with you with my brother Sam. I don't know if you're one of your deacons, Samuel Price.
Yes, that's my brother.
Yeah,
yes,
and you asked me to work with you with him and to come in and to be a part of the installment service of your deacons.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. You saw the God, and you saw the enough God in me to say, you know what,
yes,
this man to do what God has called for him to do. And I thank God for that.
Yes.
I thank God for that moment that we met, man, because I tell people all the time, God don't connect us just half-heartedly. You know, things happen for a reason.
No.
Things happen for a reason, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that. And listen, Doc, I want to cordially invite you. I know you got the concert going on that Sunday. But if you can, swing by Saturday. We're having our men's conference. We're having our first annual men's conference for our church, for the Abba House International. I believe I tagged you in the flyer. If not, I'll send you the flyer.
I did get it.
So if you get an opportunity to do, I would love to have you come and just say, even if it ain't but for a few minutes to hang out with us, man, I would be honored to have you to come to
yes,
that
sir.
Men's conference. I thank God for all that you do, man. I thank God. I get on when I can to listen to you, man. We've been by the restaurant. We've enjoyed that. We really enjoyed going by there and the atmosphere. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all want some good seafood, it's the spot to go to. I'm not a real big seafood person. My wife loves seafood. But I'm telling you, if y'all want some good seafood, y'all do yourself some good to swing by Seafood Heaven and get you a plate. I'm telling you,
your
fingers and almost bite off one of your thumbs.
Don't do it because it ain't trying to sue me, man.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. But listen, I'm telling you, it's really good. It's really good. Y'all, listen, y'all get y'all a plate. Y'all go by and patronize the man of God. You know, it's good. We patronize everybody else. We can go
That's right.
to all these places and ain't got an ounce of God. Ain't got an ounce
right,
of God.
Right.
And we can
That's
spend
right.
all our money there. But this man is not only showing into the church, but he shows into the community. And I thank God for
yeah.
that. You don't find that too often, man. You don't find that too often. So do yourselves a favor and please go by and patronize the man of God. Thank you so much again, man of God. Thank you so much.
Thank
again.
You, man. Our pleasure, man. We're talking real soon.
Yes, sir. Terry Fuss, later, I'll say hello. Again, and
I'll
God
do
bless
likewise.
You guys. Listen. Yes, sir, we will. Listen, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because. Because of who
give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them, here I am,
here I am.
Give myself
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Bye.
Amen, amen. This is my Exodus. This is my Exodus. I want to share this quick passage of scripture with you in 2 Corinthians 4. And verse 4, and, I'm sorry, 8 and 9, it says, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. I want to share with you this morning that no matter where you may find yourself at this morning, that is in the midst of the crushing is where God will get his glory at. I'm going to say that again. In the midst of your crushing, in the midst of you being pressed, I want you to get the understanding of this is that when you are being crushed, when you are being pressed, there is an anointing that is going to be flowing out of you. Oh, God, help me right up in here. You have to go through the pressing in order for God's glory to be revealed. I'm going to say that again. You have to go through the crushing in order for you to get the, for God's glory to be revealed in your life. If you ever take out the time for a moment and go and look how they get the oil, the olive oil out of the olives, how they take the olives and they take them and they put them into a press. And as they take them and they press these olives, these olives are given a turn and it's continuing turning. And the more that this little device is turned, the more oil is pressed out of it. Now, I'm going to show you an example. I'm going to show you what they do. They take these pads and they put these pads on top of these olives. And every time they put more olives in, they put more pads on it. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, God will put some things on you so he can press, come on here, this oil, this anointing out of you. You have to go through the crushing in order for you to understand that in the midst of all that is going on, he said, we're cast down, but we're not destroyed. See, we're cast down, but watch it, in our casting down, it's showing us who we really are. When you push a person who got an anointing on their life, help you this morning, if I could, let me help you if I could this morning. That push, ladies and gentlemen, it pushes you to your knees. And see, when you push a real person that got an anointing on their life, that got a purpose in their life, when you push them to their knees, that's the worst place for you to push them, because now they're in the right position and the right place. Come on here, preacher, show the text thing. When you are pushing them into this place, you push them into a position to where now they understand this is the reason why I had to go through what I had to go through. I got my name ran through the mud for this place right here. I got talked about for this place right here. I got ridiculed for this place right here. They did what they did to me for this place right here. And watch this. The more you understand that they're going to push you and prime you and push you to that place to where, watch this here, you're going to almost give up and give in. Then he tells you, he says, you're cast down, but you're not destroyed. In other words, this thing did not come to kill you. Oh, God, help them right up in here. This thing did not come to kill you. Actually, this thing came to make you better. It came to show you who you really are. Yeah, baby, that thing that came against your life could have killed the regular person. It would have killed the ordinary man. It would have killed the ordinary woman. But watch this. This thing right here showed you that you got a shining eye down in your soul. You got a down in your soul. You got a thank you, Jesus, down in your soul. You got a God is able down in your soul. You got a God will make a way in your soul. There is a press that has to take place. There's a crushing that has to take place. There's a casting down that has to take place. But understand, and you're casting down, you're not destroyed. And then he has the audacity to tell us, he said, you're persecuted, you're perplexed, but you're not in despair. Yeah, some of this stuff we go through, we may not always
understand it not why. My grandmother had the same will growing up. You understand it better? Why and why? You go through the hell you go through. You go through the heartache and the pain that you go through. You go through the persecution that you go through. You go through all this stuff. You're perplexed and trying to figure out why. You're sitting there trying to gather up in your Holy Ghost mind. Why would you allow me to go through this? You better let me lose my job. You let me lose my house. You let me lose my car. You come, Lord. You let my man, you let my woman walk out on me. I'm saying I'm a single mom. I'm a single dad now. You're perplexed. But watch the tears. Even though your situation might not be ideal, you're not in despair. Don't worry, my God, about what you see right now. For the things that are seen are simple, but the things that are unseen is eternal. I must work the work. Come here, let me help you. If you get your mind elevated on what God is doing in your life, I promise you, boo-boo, I promise you, friend, I promise your neighbor, homie, and my homie, that God will do what he said he's going to do. He's going to make a way out of no way. The Bible says it like this. He said, I'll make a river in the desert for you. Don't fear what you think. Don't be perplexed and not understand that you're not in the spirit. You're not alone in this journey. You're not in this fight by yourself. At the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road and all hell is breaking loose, God is still in control. If you don't believe me, ask for three Hebrew boys. Can I use my brothers right quick? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in a place to where they were perplexed. They were standing in a position where they trusted God, even though the situation in front of them was a fiery furnace. But their mind said, come here, let me help you with the revelated mindset. That even though I may see fire in front of me, don't mean because I'm in the fire, don't mean that I'm of the fire. Touch about two or three people. We're going to act like we're in church. Touch two or three people and tell them, I may be in the fire, but I'm not of the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego also had something that, watch this here. I'm trying to hurry up. I'm trying to just drop this in your spirit so you can have this with you this morning. Watch this here. He says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego tells the king in unison. Let me put a pin right here. Get a couple of folk around you. They got the same mentality that you got. Don't always have negativity around you. You got to have some people that when you can't pray, they pray. When you can't shout, they shout. Come here. When you can't shout a hallelujah, when you ain't got no shanana in your soul, you got somebody that'll put their head in your back and tell you, hey, baby girl, hey, my boy, hey, my guy, you can make it through this one right here. We can, come on. I'm going to push you. Here's the cat. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, getting ready to go into the fire, made the same declaration at the same time. Can I put another pin here? Change your declaration. Those of you all who are taking these quick notes, watch this here. This is quick books for you. Change your declaration. Don't worry about the fire that's in front of you. And the second part, change your declaration. They spoke in unison and said the exact same thing at the exact same time. They say, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not shiramandable potai. We're not careful in how we answer you. If the God that we serve can't deliver us, don't mean that he can't. Can I help you this morning? Can I give you something? Don't worry about the fire. Change your declaration and know that God is still God. Whether you lose everything or whether you're on the top of the mountain, whether you're in the valley low or you're on the
yesterday, and forever. He will not change. The Bible tells us like this. He said before one jot or one tittle of his word pass away, this earth shall pass away. So he said, perplexed. And he said, but you're not in despair. And he said, you are cast down, but you're not destroyed. Persecuted for his name's sake. Cast down, but not destroyed. No matter what you may see that they've done to you, it will not work. God has already put my God. He said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. He said, I knew where you were going to be on December the 6th at this point in time right here, listening to this man of God talking to you right now, being encouraged in the spot that you're in because all of the things that you're going through. I want you to know God had already planned for you to be right here, right now, hearing that you can overcome my God today, that you can overcome. You done tried everything else. You done tried everybody else. You done put stock in everybody else. You done leaned on everybody else. But God wants you to know this more than even in this. That he has his hand not only just on your life, but he has his hand in your life. He's working this thing behind the scenes. I love when he says that all things work together. So this lets me know that even the stuff that hurts is still working for my good. Even the stuff that made me cry in the midnight hour is working for my good. Even though the ones that walked out on me, talked about me, ridiculed me, and ran my name through the mud. Watch this here. They still working for my good. God has shown up and showed out. He is not only able, but well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to trust him. Oh my God, in the process. Ladies and gentlemen, the process hurts. Yes, the process hurts. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody's soul. The process hurts, but the process is necessary. Oh, who am I helping this morning? The process hurts, but the process is necessary. I'm going to say it again because that y'all need to write this down. I need that y'all need to put this somewhere on your rearview mirror, on your dashboard, on your mirror in your bathroom, on the mirror in your bedroom. The process hurts, but it's necessary. You got to go through this in order for you to get to the blessed place and your blessed place. God is a faithful rewarder of them who diligently seek after him. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you this morning. Bless you this morning. I just wanted to jump on and give y'all that little nugget this morning before we close out this broadcast on this morning. Those of y'all that are under the sound of our voices this morning, and there are those who are standing in the valley of decision right now. You heard Pastor Dixon. You heard me. And you're standing there and you're trying to figure out which direction to go in. Can I invite you into the word of Romans 10:9 that simply says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. I want to extend to you this opportunity to walk in salvation. It's very simple. It's not complex. It's not hard. It's not a long, drawn-out process. You don't have to fill out no 4 and 5 forms. Only thing you got to do is make a confession. And when you speak this confession, and you say, Lord, say it with me. Say, Lord, here I am, broken, battered, and bruised. I give my life to you. I turn from my ways. I give my life to you. And we're going to pray this quick prayer. Father God, we thank you for those that have made that decision, that have spoke that word on this morning, that have said what they have said this morning. I pray with them. I pray for them. God, that their walk now in you become evident, that they're able to see who you are and whose they are in you. Cover them, keep them, and protect them, Father, is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, those of you all that are in the, that made that declaration and you don't have a church home, we are inviting you to become a part of the Abba House International. You can do so simply by just going to Facebook. You can find us at Abba House. You'll see myself and my lovely wife there. You can click on there, go to your messenger board there, and send us a message and let us know that you want to be a part of the Abba House. Also, we want to give you 3 keys this morning. One of the most important keys is get your Bible. Get you a real good, sturdy word. That word will change your whole life, I promise you. Get your word of God, get your Bible, and read that Bible every day. If you don't do number the chapter a day, read your chapter a day. And the more you read, I promise you, the better you'll get. The next thing is get into a church home that got somebody that is there. That's the first part. The second part, that's the first part, is get to the church. The third part is get into a church with somebody who not only preaches this word, but lives the word. You can tell the difference. You can see the difference between the two. Amen. You can see the difference between the two. You can see what God is doing and what God is saying. You can see the difference between the two. Amen. Amen. So remember, get your Bible, get into a church home, and find you a pastor that will cover you in prayer and cover you in the word. Amen. Cover you in prayer and cover you in the word. God bless you. We thank you so much. Those of you all who would like to be a sower into the ministry, you could do so. You could do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or either your PayPal. And those, the Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, $WGC2020. You can also go to PayPal. It's paypal.me/worldwide. That's the name of the broadcast, Worldwide GC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwide GC for your PayPal. And you can also go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 832-816-7933. Again, that's 832-816-7933. You can go to either one of those places, and you can mail your offering, your love offering to the ministry, or your seed that you want to sow into the ministry. Now, we want you to understand that when you sow into us, we take those seeds and we sow into others. And when we sow into others, those seeds that we sow into them, they sow into other ministries, and then so on and so on. And this is how you reap a harvest in a field that you did not plant. When you plant into good soil, and that soil reaps a harvest, and it sows into the next field, and then it's so on and so on and so on. And that's how God replenishes back unto you that you have given out to ministry. So God bless you. We thank you so much. We thank you for taking out the time to being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, we're just excited. Remember to continue to connect with us, continue to join with us. We will have our Wednesday, Thursday, which is where Pastor-elect Kasima Douglas has some phenomenal women that come on board. That's on Thursday, and then on Friday we have our Freestyle Friday, where we have all these different entrepreneurs and all of that come on. Now, also remember, guys, those of you all that have businesses and that you would like to have your businesses displayed here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please contact us. We will get with you and speak with you and help you get those things together and get those things organized to have those commercials aired right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Speaking of commercials, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Core Gift to Give Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath experience, looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, please feel free to get in contact with Lady Douglas. This is her business. You can get in contact with her. That number is 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can contact her that way. Also, we look forward to you guys, to all of our men that are under the sound of our voice. December the 18th at 12 noon, we will be having our first annual men's conference, Send your men, send your young men to this conference. The flyer is on the broadcast on the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, and is also on our personal pages. Please connect with us on those pages and see the address, and please send your men out. You'll be glad to send your men out because, watch this here, they will not be the same when they come back. They will be transitioned and they will be changed. Amen? So God bless you. Thank you so much. And again, we love you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you for being a part. We look forward to you guys joining us again. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.